أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. We've been looking at the concept of Nabuwa and the profiles of the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent for our guidance. And we started the story of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam yesterday. I'd like to continue with the story today. And yesterday we had reached the place where Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam was imprisoned. And remember where he says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is mentioned in Surah Yusuf ayah 33, he says, قَالَ رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنَّ أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. My Rabb, the prison house is dearer to me than that to which they invite me. And if you do not turn away their plans from me, I will yield, yearn towards them and become one of the ignorant. So a lesson to be learned from here is, you have to remove yourself from the situation. It's not easy to remain in a situation and hope that everything will go away and that you'll be strong enough to desist. The best thing is to remove yourself from the situation, because Allah says, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ فَصَرَفَ عَنْهُ كَيْدَهُنْ إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Therefore his Rabb accepted his dua and turned away their plans, their guile from him. Surely he is the hearing and knowing. And he says, ثُمَّ بَدَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا رَعُوا الْآيَاتِ لَيَسْجُنُنَّهُ حَتَّى هِينَ. And it occurred to them, after they had seen the signs, that they should imprison him till a time. So this is how it works. To pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help with the temptations that face us, that stop us reaching our full potential, and he himself will inspire those to assist us to do so. Well, the same day that he was put into prison, there were two other men who were imprisoned as well. One used to serve the king wine, while the other was the royal cook. Both men had been accused of trying to poison the king. So on the following day, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in the Quran as well, that the wine server says to Prophet Yusuf, and he tells him that, I saw myself pressing wine. He says, قَالَ هَدْهُمَا إِنِّي أَرَانِي أَأَصِرُ خَمْرًا. I saw myself crushing grapes to make wine for the king. And the cook said, وَقَالَ الْآخِرُ إِنِّي أَرَانِي I saw أَحْمِلُ فَوْقَ رَأْسِي خُبْزًا تَعْقُلُ الطَّيْرُ مِنْهُ. I saw on my head bread. I saw myself carrying bread on my head of which birds ate. And they tell him, نَبِّئْنَا بِتَعْوِيلِهِ. Can you tell us the interpretation of this? إِنَّ نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. We see in you to be one of the muhsineen, one who does ihsan, one of the doers of good. So they saw, just by being with him on that day, they see him as a pious person. So my question, and again something for us to ponder about, is how does that become apparent? And that is why we've been looking at human values, how we develop the values within us of the divine so that they manifest itself and they manifest themselves as a righteous person. Well, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam takes this opportunity to teach them about Allah. And when he interprets their dreams for them, he tells them, he says, oh my prison mates, the one who dreamt that he was crushing grapes will soon be released from here and go back to his previous post. But the one who carried the bread on his head in the dream will be executed and the birds will start to eat him. This is how he tells them. He says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. He said, قَالَ لَا يَأْتِيكُمَا تَعَامٌ تُرْزَقَانِهِ إِلَّا نَبَعْتُكُمَا بِتَعْوِيلِهِ. He tells them, there shall not come to you the food for which you are fed, but I will inform to you its interpretation before it comes to you. ذَلِكُمَا مِمَّا عَلَمَنِي رَبِّي. This is what my Rabb has taught me. إِنِّي تَرَقْتُ مِلَّةَ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. Surely I have forsaken the religion of a people who don't believe in Allah and they are deniers of the hereafter. So first he introduces himself as who he is. He says, واتبعت ملة آبائه إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب. I follow the religion of my fathers Ibrahim and Ishaq and Yaqub. ما كان لنا أن نشرك بالله من شيء. I do not associate anything with Allah سبحانه وتعالى. ذلك من فضل الله علينا وعلى الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون. This is by Allah's grace upon us, on humankind, but most people do not give thanks. So he uses that time first to introduce who he is. What has made him reflect this piousness, this righteousness? Then he says, Ya Sahib Asijni, O my two companions in the prison. A arbabu mustafarriquna khayrun amillahi alwahidul kahhar. Are different sundry lords better or Allah the One and Supreme? So he teaches them about them. And then he tells them, Ya Sahib Asijni, Amma hadakuma fayasqi rabbu khamra, the one who gave his master to drink wine. Wa amma al-akharu fayuslabu fatakulu tayru min ra'siha. قُذِيَ الْأَمْرُ الَّذِي فِيهِ تَسْتَفْنِينَ. So the birds shall eat from it. The matter is decreed concerning what you inquired. So first he tells them what happens, and he tells who will be delivered of the two. And then he tells the one who will be delivered. He tells him, remember me with your Rabb. أَذْكُرْنِي in the Rabbik. That means remember me with your master. فَأَنْسَاهُ الشَّيْطَانُ ذِكْرَ رَبِّهِ فَلَبِثَ فِي السِّجْنِ. But Shaitan caused that guy to forget to mention to the Aziz of Egypt about Prophet Yusuf, and he remained in prison a few years. So the dreams, because the dreams of both men came true, but the captive was released, completely forgot, Prophet Yusuf was there in prison and the message wasn't conveyed to the Aziz or the king. Well, one day the king has a dream. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates that dream very, very beautifully in the Quran. Again in Surah Yusuf. It's a continuous story. It's so beautiful to read. In Ayah 43 it says, وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ إِنِّي أَرَى سَبْعَ بَقَرَاتٍ سِمَانٍ يَأْكُلُهُنَّ سَبْعٌ إِجَافٌ وَسَبْعَ سُنْبُلَاتٍ خُزْرٍ وَأُخْرَ يَابِسَاتٍ. The king said, surely I see seven lean cows. He says, I see seven fat cows which seven lean cows ate up. Then he says, I also sow seven green ears of corn and seven dry ears of corn. Ya ayyuhal malaw, he says, O my chiefs, aftuni fi ru'yaya in kuntum li ru'ya ta'barun. Explain to me my dreams if you can interpret your dreams. The king was very concerned about these meanings, and his wise men thought over it very seriously. But you know what they said? Qalu, they said, أضغاث أحلام أضغاث أحلام. They confuse dreams. وما نحن بتأويل الأحلام بعاملين. And we don't know the interpretation of dreams. They could not make sense of it. Now the king's dream became a means of the liberation of Prophet Yusuf alayhislam from prison. As soon as the wine server had heard about the dream, he was reminded of his time in prison. He remembered the powers of his cellmate. And he remembered that Prophet Yusuf al-Islam has asked him to tell the king of his innocence. He approached the king and got permission to see Prophet Yusuf al-Islam. Well, Prophet Yusuf al-Islam interprets the dream, and this is what he says. He says, قَالَ تَزْرَعُونَ سَبْعَ سِنِينَ دَعَبًا فَمَا حَسَدْتُمْ فَضَرُوهُ فِي مُنْغُلِهِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِمَّا تَأْكُلُونَ. You shall sow for 7 years continuously. Then what you reap, leave it in its ear. That means store it, except little of what you eat. ثُمَّ يَأْتِ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ سَبْعٌ شِدَادٌ يَأْكُلْنَا مَا قَدَّمْتُمْ لَهُنَّ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِمَّا تُحْصِنُونَ. Then there shall come after that 7 years of hardship, which will eat away all that you had beforehand laid up in store for them, except little of what you have preserved. ثُمَّ يَأْتِ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ عَامٌ فِيهِ يُغَاثُ النَّاسُ وَفِيهِ يَعْصِرُونَ. Then they will come after that a year in which people shall have rain and in which they shall press grapes. So interpreting that, and on hearing this reasonable and sensible interpretation of the dream, the king is delighted. He orders that Prophet Yusuf be brought before him so he could make good use of his wisdom in solving his problems. You know, he says, وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ, the Malik, the king says, أَتُونِي بِهِ, bring him to me. Right? But look what he says. فَلَمَّا جَاهُ الرَّسُولُ When the messenger comes to Prophet Yusuf, قَالَ You know what he says? He says, اِرَجِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ Go back to the king. فَاسْأَلْهُ مَا بَالُ النِّسْوَةِ اللَّاتِ فَتَّعْنَا أَيْدِيَهُنَّ Go back to your king and ask him, what is the case of the women who cut their hands? إِنَّ رَبِّي يَكِيدَهُنَّ عَلِيمٌ And Allah knows their plan. So, what he's trying to say is that I will not come out. I need my innocence to be proved. I will only come out of prison until the king makes inquiries about my case. Tell the king to ask the wives of the noblemen about the time when they cut their fingers on seeing me. So the whole case is brought back again. They all confess to the truth. Zuleika, the wife of Aziz, also testifies that Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam is innocent from any guilt, and Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam is released from prison with his honor intact and his honor restored. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says the reason why Prophet Yusuf wanted this done. He says, ذَلِكَ لِيَعْلَمَ عَنِّي لَمْ أَخُنْهُ بِالْغَيْبِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَحْدِي قَيْدَ الْخَائِنِينَ This is that he might know that I have not been unfaithful to him in secret and that Allah does not guide the device of the unfaithful. And then a beautiful dua. He says, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ الْعَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي إِنَّ رَبِّي غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ I don't declare myself free. Most surely the soul of the human being wants to command him to evil, the lowest soul as such, except that my Rabb has had mercy on. Indeed, my Rabb is forgiving and merciful. It's a beautiful ayah to read. Whenever you feel that there is temptation that you cannot pull yourself away from, amazingly, you will see the strength you can derive from there. Well, then he goes to the king, because now he's willing to see the king. And when he speaks to the king tells him very clearly, إِنَّكَ الْيَوْمَ لَدَيْنَا مَكِينٌ أَمِينٌ You are in our presence today as an honorable, faithful person. And the first thing that Prophet Yusuf asks him is for a job. He says, قَالَ اِجْعَلْنِي عَلَىٰ خَزَائِنَ الْأَرْضِ إِنِّي حَفِيظٌ أَلِيمٌ Place me in authority over the treasures of the land. Surely I'm a good keeper and I know well. So he now becomes, as you might want to call it, the Chancellor of the Exchequer of Egypt. And thus he becomes what you might call the new Aziz of Egypt. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَٰلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ Thus did we give to Yusuf power in the land. This is how we placed him in power. Allah says, يَتَبَوَّوُ مِنْهَا حَيْثُ يَشَاءُ He had mastery in whatever he liked. نُصِيبُ بِرَحْمَتِنَا مَنْ نَشَاءُ وَلَا نُضِيُ أَجْرُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ We send down our rahmah on whom we please, and we do not waste the reward of those who do good. So many lessons from every aspect of the life of Prophet Yusuf. Thus you will find that the story is given in every possible detail. It's an amazing chapter. Inshallah, we will continue with what happens now when Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam becomes the Aziz of Egypt. We'll continue with it tomorrow.